Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here, and you're going to be glad you're here, too, because we got a good friend here with us. 14 years she's been hanging out with us. Andrea Nuremberg is the president of the Nuremberg Group, author of at least five, maybe more books on networking, nonstop networking, savvy networking, million-dollar networking, networking for veterans. You're starting to get the picture. And she's a professional. She's the networking diva, our good friend, Andrea. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jim. It's always wonderful to be here. And you forgot Networking Nuggets that just came out.
That's right. which I don't have my copy, by the way.
No, you will, because I just put it up on Amazon.
Well, I better be getting the first copy. That's all I got
to
say.
You will get it. And then the other one is Networking for College Students and Recent Grads.
There you go.
We all know. That's the big key.
So you can see, as you can see, folks, she's eat up with networking, and and it's the right thing because we all have to become. I was telling them, Andrea, before you got here, that if you're going to be successful in the workplace, in the marketplace, really even in your life, you need to become you need to be applying and developing the discipline of networking.
It's really about giving, and it's about building relationships and about helping other people. And the end product is things come back to you.
That's right.
That's really what it is.
Ecclesiastes. That's what the wisdom writer of Ecclesiastes said. Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you. He was talking
about
networking.
And something about one thing, and you know this about me: don't keep score. You know, my dad had this wonderful, wonderful phrase that he always said, give without remembering, receive without forgetting. So just give away your knowledge, your information, help people. Things have a way of coming back when you least expect it. But always say thank you no matter what. When somebody gives you a piece of advice, a suggestion, a thought, remember things about them. That's the key.
And you know, the thing, all I'm going to ask young people to do, Andrea, people who are, you know, in their 20s right now, all I think we ought to ask them to do is practice what you're telling them and just let some time go by. Before you pass judgment on whether we're right or not, let some time go by. And I'm talking about a few years, because I don't know how many times I have done something, whatever it might be, and years later it came back to me directly from something I'd done. I'd even forgotten that I did it. And it comes back, and you never know when these little worker bees, I call them worker bees, these little networking worker bees, you never know when they're going to come back to you.
Absolutely. And people forget that a lot of times, even in a corporation. I know a lot of our listeners are small business, and no matter how small your business is, or even if you work for a larger organization, navigate and get to know people throughout the organization, all the departments. Help each other, because, again, you never know who knows who or how you can introduce someone else into your organization, or perhaps another opportunity comes up. And never discount anyone. And I know you agree with me on that.
Well, there's never. No question about it. And I have to admit, I'm going to make a confession. There have been times when I was judgmental about something, about someone. And I just, for whatever reason, I was in a hurry, I was busy, it was too many targets of opportunity, whatever it might be. And I didn't do a good job in making myself available to a certain person. And it turned out to be a big mistake. What you just said, you know, don't leave anybody out, is because, you know, another great wise person said, you know, whatever you do to the least of these, you've done for me.
Exactly.
Someone also once said that no man ever stood taller than when he stooped to help a child. And when you can use that application in networking too, couldn't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. And Jim, something I've always admired about you, though, is that you always seem to kind and helpful to everyone who comes along your path. So it's certainly the impression in 14 years that I've got.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. My mother would be my mother would be very unhappy with me, and my grandmother, they would be very unhappy with me. So okay, so what are you seeing out there as you travel around, as you talk to people? How is networking the profession evolving?
You know what it is? It's really the byproduct. What happened is that people are networking when they're talking to people, when they're reaching out, when they're connecting with people, when they're curious, when they're learning, when they're asking for help or advice, and when they also offer help and advice. And I've been practicing in this space, as you know, a long time now, and it really hasn't changed, except one thing has changed. We have technology now. So
yeah.
People think, I'll just go to LinkedIn or Facebook, and then that's all I have to do. No.
It's the good and the bad of technology, isn't it?
It is. And what I want to say, though, we use those platforms. LinkedIn is a platform. Facebook is a platform. We use those to see about our friends, our contacts, mm-hmm. our connections, learn about companies. However, we still want to get eyeball to eyeball and build a relationship. That's what true networking is.
Face to face.
Relationship building.
Face to face is the original social media.
It will stay that way, but we use these tools now. LinkedIn is the best. It's wonderful. You've got to be on it. However, you have to know how to utilize it. And you also have to know that, like when somebody's birthday comes up or a job anniversary or something like that, don't just click the little thing. Write a note. Take out a pen and paper. Write a note to them. Go to their website. Send an email. Do something a little different than the norm.
And folks, she does this. She does it. A lot of folks on the show might not walk the talk, but she does. Andrea does that. I get these little notes from her all the time. So she actually walks the talk.
Absolutely. And things that are so simple to do, but the trends that I'm hearing now are people will say the same thing I heard 20 years ago. I don't want to network. And I'll say, well, how did you decide to go on vacation there? Or how did you decide to go there? People, somebody referred me. Somebody told me. Well, that's networking. We just don't call it networking.
If somebody said to me, I don't want to network, I'd say, oh, really? I don't think anyone's ever told me they didn't want to succeed before. that's what I'm hearing. Hey, I need your website, Andrea.
NierenbergGroup.com. NierenbergGroup.com.
All right, so check it out. The books are there. All 29 of them sold something under a billion copies across the galaxy. Quick break. Right back with our good friend Andrea Nierenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. She was hanging on
Johnny. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.